Yeah, we're holding Daf Nunhei Yomer Aleph on top. In the middle of the Shalev, where we say Ad V'Yad V'Chlal, or Ad V'Loyad V'Chlal. Last Kash was again with Toshma Hadakin Sheva Kli Cheres. If you have a small Kli Cheres, so Loch Riz, first of all it was Mekabel Tuma, and now that it broke into pieces, so it depends, Hein V'Kakir Seyim, it's the bottom of it, with Daf Nesayim on the sides of it, Yoshvim B'Loy Mesumachim, if they could stand up, they could be used without anything else holding it up. So then it has a shiur to Mekabel Tuma. So Tapa Gemara says, if son of Nunhei says, Shiurim Bechtei Sichas Kotin, if this amount of a Kli Cheres could still hold, the amount of liquid, a small amount of liquid that you could use to make a Sichas Kotin, to rub, to put over a Kotin, if they could hold, receive this much oil that you could rub on a small cotton, it's still royal Kabel Tuma. Now this was the Yad Lug, only if the Kli at the beginning was only up until the Lug. Then it's enough now that it broke into pieces that each piece could hold at least the size of the Sichas cotton. So now my love doesn't mean to say Lug Kilomato, that if it could hold, if the Kli first held a Lug of Shemin, it still has a lacha like less of it, as we say Ad V'Yad Bechlal, and now this Kli could still be Mekabel Tuma, even though it's only Mekabel Sichas cotton. So more says, no, that's not the Pshat. I'll tell you, look, it could be kilomalo, that if the Kli first held the lug, then it has a bigger shear, and then these broken pieces is not enough to Mekabel Tuma if it could only hold amount of oil that you use to rub on a cotton, but then it'll have to have more oil, like we'll soon see. Toshma, learn like this, that milug viyat saw. Let's say the Kli at the beginning, this earthly Kli, was able to first receive a lug of Shemin, up until a saw's worth of Shemin, and then it broke into pieces. Now each piece is only still called the Kli from Mekabel Tuma, Revius, if it could retain a Revius of Shemin. So again, my love doesn't mean to say saw is Kilomata, that if the Kli first was able to hold a saw's worth of Shemin, still it would be Mekabel Tuma if it could receive now a Revius. So you see, Ad V'Yad B'Chlal. So Moses says again, Lloyd, that's not the Pshat. I tell you, saw Kilomalo, that if this Kli Cheres first held a saw's worth of Shemin Enechnami, then it's Kilomalo, and then it does not have the Kabbalah's Tumma with Revius. It'll have to have a bigger shear, like we'll still learn. Because Toshma coming here, Misod V'yat Sosayim, let's say the Kli Cheres at the beginning was so big, was able to hold a saw's worth of Shemin, up until two saws, and now it broke into pieces. So now the Lachar is, each piece is only Mekabel Tumma if it could receive the Chatzilug. It has to be able to receive at least a chatzilug of Shemin. So my love again, the Diga doesn't mean to say sasayim kilomata, that if the Kli could hold a sasayim, it's also considered kilomata, meaning that if the broken pieces could hold a chatzilug, it would be Mekabel Tuma. So again, we see Ad V'Yad Bechlal. So Mara says, let us out of Pshat, I'll tell you again, it could be sasayim kilomalo, that the Kli first was able to hold two saws worth of Shemin. In economy, that's called the biggest shear. Then it's not the shear anymore, but chatzilug, and you have to have a different shear. So it could be, there's no proof from these cases, it could always be ad v'lo yad bechlal. So must the question, no, we learned clearly, v'atani we learned, lug kilomata, that if the Kli first was able to receive a lug of Shemin, it has a look like a smaller shear. So see clearly, when it says ad lug, it means ad v'yad bechlal. When it says so, what's a loch of saw? Kilomato. So sayim kilomato. So it says clearly the Brice has a loch of ad v'yad v'chlal. So of course, not like we learned before. So Moshe Zenechne, I'm going to tell you, ho som l'chumro. Over here, tak, these are chumris, dik a loch, to say when it's makabu tumra not. L'chumro, we tak a go l'chumro. The Rashi says, mishum hoch yer minabu ad v'yad v'chlal, that's in l'chumro. The metaminim lishvorim bishira zuto. We want to be metamo the broken pieces, even with a smaller bishir. So we go luchumra and echnami. Then we say ad v'yad bichlal. Rashi says abul kisela. But now mishnah before hilchos treifus. O kiyisa the Rav Nachman. If he have a minimum ad v'yad bichlal, have a kula. Over there, if we would have said ad v'yad bichlal, they were talking about how big it would have to be to first make it a treifa. But anything less than that is not a treifa. To tell me ad kiyisa means even if kiyisa is also lakula, then you'd be going lakula to say the animal is still kosher. Lakula we don't say. It's only lakuma we say ad v'yad b'chlal, not lakula. Why the Gemara says the Yomer Bavu Amr Rabbi Yechonon Kol Shiurei Chachomim Lehachmir. Whenever the Chachomim use this say Shiurim, they always mean to be Machmir with their Shiurim. So therefore, the Shiurim we have to go to Chumra both ways. Chus Mikagris Shal Ksamim Lachil. The only time we have a kul is that of the loch of a kesim. If an isha finds a spot of dam on a begodim, so there it's only a tumim midrabanim, and there we say how big does the spot of dam has to be? It has to be the size of a kagris. Less than that, we're totally to say that it's only dam kino. It's only dam of an ant that was there. But once the size of the dam is bigger than a gris, then we say lechumra. So there takits lekul. If you find the size of a kagris, she's still tall. She only becomes tummy if you find it on the dam. On a beggar, the size of a gris and bigger, size of a bean, bigger than a bean. Lassimura says again, the chutz mit gris shok samim lohokil. That one shear goes lakula. Because there the whole din of ksamim is only with the rabbanin. But usually when the rabbanin makes shurim, they always go lakumra. Now, they can never bring you proof also, we just said, that we said before, that ad the yad bechlav is only lakumra. To make things more tummy. Why the Tony Lord says over here that he, Chamisha Kilamala, it says clearly that the string was five tvachim long, so he said then it is Mikabutuma. So it's talking about the Mikabutuma, it says Kilamala, it has a Shir Kilamala, it doesn't say it's Lakula. And when it says Asoro, it says over there is Kilamata, it's also Mikabutuma. We have before the string, that the string is sticking out from the bed, if it's five tvachim until ten tvachim, then it is Mikabutuma. It's either go lechumra both ways. Lechumra is called ad viyad bichlal, but not lekula. Lekula we do not say ad viyad bichlal. And that's the maskona. Yes, as the Mishnah said, nitl hatchol, if the spleen was taken out, so the Mishnah says till it's ksherin. Omer Rav Avira Mishmei Derava Leishona, when do we learn that it's still kosher? El nitl, only if the whole spleen was taken out. Avon nikiv, but if the hole was made into the spleen, that's a trefer. That's worse. A hole is worse. A hole makes him for trefa. Yeah. So, more says on this, Mosiv Reb Yesi Baravim, V'itei Mesom Se Reb Yesi Bar Zvida. It says, Choytech Mi'uber Shevimeyeho. Somebody cuts out from the uber that's inside the stomach. As she says, it means Choytech Mi'uber Shevimeyeho HaBehema. You did not take it out. In other words, when you stuck your hand, you put your hand inside the womb of the animal, and you cut part of the uber off, and you left it inside. So, you're still allowed to eat it. Rashi says, Mutta Eva Biachila. Venita Bishchitas, and you check the mother, so those pieces inside the stomach are still Mutta. Uber acts like the uber itself. And we'll have the Psukum later from Mikol Bebehema Techlu. Anything inside the mother, when you make a shchita on the mother, anything inside it becomes mutter. If it's still inside, it's kosher. You took out? That's no good then. You can't eat it. If you took it out before the shchita, it's no good. But we were talking about you cut a piece off and you left it inside. Just you cut it off, but you left it inside. So you make a shchita, it becomes kosher. So that's called chaytuch miyubish v'meyeher, mutter v'yachila. What about minhat chulas, he cut off from the spleen of the thing, of the animal itself? When minhat chloyish, he cut off from the kidneys of the animal, then also be achilo. You're not allowed to eat the chul and the chloyish. If you cut them off from the animal, that you can't eat them. Even though they're still inside, after the shchit, you can't eat them. But mashma behema gufa sharia. But mashma the behema itself is muta. Shashi minhat chul and minhat chloyish. Shobema, if you cut off from the animal itself its spleen or its kidneys, as afro pish lohitzi, hachtichi didn't take it out, so it's also bachilo. Because that's called even menachai. Ren apsukum over there, from the animal itself, you don't have the seta. Yeah. As a mkomach shemini mino, the yatzma shal yaf agav the nechtach menachal, he cut off a piece of the spleen. So lechur, if you tell me now a neck, if you have a hole there, it's a trefa. So if you cut off part of the spleen, you should also make it for trefa. So how come it's mashmir still kosher? Samara says no. Who would they not tell you that the little behemah nami asira? It could be no. In this case, even the animal also type is also to eat. Rashi says why the chomer nikov nechtach minitol? We just said because Even if you take out the whole spleen, it's not a trefum. You just make a neck of a hole there, or cut off a piece of the spleen, that's worse. That makes it for trefum. So really the behemoth itself also was also. Just I did the 20 ratio, it says in the ratio. Muta be'achila, it says in the first case, is we cut off from the uber, from the baby inside there, calls them on its ill, still inside, it's kosher. So Mela says over here, Tonina misefer osa be'achila. It says in the sefer that the pieces you cut off is osa be'achila. But really, who are in the animal now becomes a trefa. So if you go inside the animal and you cut off part of its spleen, that could be that makes the animal for trefa. So not only is the part of the spleen osa teeth, but all animals osa teeth. That's one teretz. If you boy some another teretz could be, if you boy same, I'll tell you, nikiv l'chud, v'nechtach l'chud, v'nechin es akasha. It's only a nikiv, a hole, that makes it for trefa. But I'll tell you, if you cut off a piece, could be that's worse, it's better. If you cut off a whole piece, that's not a trefa. Right, we're supposed to know the next side, you can't ask kashas on trefas. Certain things make it for trefa, certain things don't. So it could be an echinami. If you cut off a whole piece, that doesn't make it for trefa. But just the nick of a hole that goes through it, that wouldn't make a trefa. Then the Mishnah says, nitla klois. If you took out the kidneys of the animal, also it's still kosher. Omar rochish ba'popo. Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, that loksa b'kuya. Let's say the animal got sick. Loksa. Rashi says it means chagoyin malaya mugla. It's full of pus. It got infected. The kidneys became infected. So loksa b'ku yachas, if one of the kids became affected, trefa. That's also called a trefa. And Rashi says, avad means a close chay mishnah, avad if two kidneys became infected. But even if one kidney became infected, that's a trefa. So the Mishnah says, amid my rovna, that's all they say, v'u d'mat yulakus, it has to be that this infection goes, l'mokoyim charitz.